So here with me live on the phone, it's an honor to have him in the show. It's Mr. Sean Lee from Young Gun Silver Fox. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, just self-isolating at home during this crazy time.
Yeah, it is a crazy time. So for a musician, you've just released an album, fully energized on tour, and then stuck at home. How are you feeling?
Well, to be honest, it's, you know, I mean, we're in uncharted territory now. I mean, it's quite difficult for musicians at the moment. I mean, we were, you know, as you said, we were out in Holland and we were ready to play, and this thing all sort of really hit the fan. And now I'm back, and it's a very unclear future for, you know, for everyone at the moment, and musicians particularly are having a hard time. But yeah, I don't know, man. Just trying to, you know, trying to make it through every day, and we'll see what happens.
But luckily, you're healthy, right?
So far, yeah.
Okay, let's try to keep it that way, because
exactly.
Right before the staying at home part, you were in Asia. Was there some doubt of going there under those circumstances?
There was a bit. I think, you know, about a week before that, we'd been in Indonesia playing at the Java Jazz Festival, and that was fairly well organized, and you know, they would take people's temperatures when you came to the airport, and it seemed like, you know,
the measures
were sort of like, you know, good, and we were kind of hoping that we would be able to do this tour you know, and before, you know, things potentially got worse.
Yeah.
And we knew we were right on the border of it, but you know, we really wanted to play, and it was a bit unclear what was going on at that point.
Yeah.
And so it was very much the sort of, well, you know, we were able to come, and we came, and we hoped for the best. And while we were out, you know, things sort of escalated, and that was kind of the beginning of, you know, what we're in now. It was, you know, I'm really sad that we can't do that now. You know, it's a huge loss for everybody not to be able to like enjoy live music.
So what to do now? Is this the moment where you just write new songs at home, since the current new songs can't be performed live just yet?
At the moment, my kids are, you know, they're off school until September, and we're all kind of stuck indoors and we can't go out, and you know, we're really kind of dealing with the nuts and bolts of survival now. You know, it's like, you know, being able to get food, and now having to start to deal with is, well, how am I going to survive, you know, financially? You know, I'm like, how am I going to support my family? How am I going to, you know, keep everything going? It's kind of, I'm thinking about that rather than playing my guitar or writing a song. Can't even do that right now. It's just too, you know what I mean? Too painful. It really is about like, surviving.
But luckily, before this all happened, you released a new album, so people can at least buy your new album. Does it become more challenging or exciting releasing new albums after the first two successful ones?
To be honest, this album, we worked really hard to sort of get it done and to get it out now, you know, because me and Annie were both really busy doing lots of different things, and we didn't have a lot of time to make it. And so we really wanted to get out and play gigs and spread the music around, and we were looking to really like kind of push this to the next level.
And you know, your latest single Kids, because the responses are great, you even released a really, really funny video. How much fun did you have shooting that one?
Yeah, it was great. You know, I think we were there, it was like four hours. It was the easiest, fastest video I've ever been a part of. You know, the guy George Moore who did it was fantastic, and he was well organized, and we did it. He's doing another video for us. We were supposed to shoot it at the end of this month, but now obviously that's not going to happen. So I think he's going to just do something without us for this one. I'm not sure how that's going to turn out, but
there's more to come. There is at some stage there is more to come.
Yeah, definitely.
So last year, a detail I did not know, I'm a very big fan of the North Sea Jazz Festival. You guys were there.
Yeah.
So you were performing there, and I think it was the same day Jonathan Jeremiah, who was there on the drums, or Silver Fox.
Yeah.
Do you have any spare times for a drink in between?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was busy. It was, to be honest, it was really cool to play there, you know, a couple of days and play in different, you know, rooms and see more of it and experience more of it. I mean, North Sea Jazz is a tremendous festival, and I mean, it was such an amazing gig for Young and Silver Fox. I mean, it was the crowd was so behind us, and I really felt like we'd reached another level.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of what we're doing in Holland, I just felt like people really loved what we were doing, and they really showed us, and it meant a lot to me. And I had my whole family there, and so it was really incredible. It was a moment.
Yeah.
It was a moment. I mean, it was a musical career highlight.
And there are some key artists coming back every year or every now and then. So the question that I have to ask, because it's not official yet, I think, are you coming back this year if all goes well?
Well, you know what? I have no idea. I mean, we haven't heard anything. We would love to. I mean, I know that when at the last festival, the guy that sort of booked it was, you know, really happy with us and said that expressed that he would like to have us back and that he'd be playing a bigger room next time.
That would be really great.
But you know, whether or not that happens this year is anybody's guess. I mean, we haven't heard anything.
So luckily the tour has not been cancelled. You will be back in the end of October, beginning of November. I'm very, very pleased and very happy that you had some time.
Thank you so much for your support and your time.
Yeah, and send my regards to Andy as well. I really hope that we get rid of this virus very soon.
Me too.
And that the musical industry will just resume. And for all the fans, of course, buy the album, because it's really a great one.
All right, man. I'm looking forward to it. Take care, man.
Yeah.
All the best.